We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hello and welcome into the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. My name is Andrew Laird, Senior Soccer Editor of RotoWire, joined on this Friday, May 21st by Jordan Cooper to talk about Sunday's 10-game Premier League slate. Jordan, I can't remember the last time we had a slate this big because I can't even remember if they did one of these for the last game of last season in the middle of COVID. But for everyone who has gotten used to the 3-game slates that take 8 hours, well, we don't have it anymore. We have just pure shenanigans for 2 hours, and then we have no more Premier League for a few months.
Yeah, and this is lining up to be an actually very high-scoring slate. There are no totals that are under 2.5.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that most of these games don't matter, and everyone's just going to go balls out and do whatever they want to do. And the games that do matter are fairly one-sided. And so I guess you can make the argument that those games, like, winning is more important than winning by five, but they're matched up where they could still win by five.
Right. A lot of people have the misconception that, oh, if the games don't matter, that the players, like, don't do anything. If, first off, the players have incentivized, like, statistical stuff that, you know, they would like. That some people are on contract and they're trying to get more money. And secondly, when teams don't care, if they don't care, that usually ends up happening on the defensive side, not on the offensive side. It's the center backs that are like, oh, it doesn't really matter that we give up 2 goals today. It doesn't matter. So I think that's more of the fact of these totals being high and only 3 games mattering, right? We're still at the point where it's Liverpool, Chelsea, and Leicester City are fighting for the last 2 Champions League spots, right?
Correct.
So they're the ones that are going to want to win, and then everyone else is just basically going out for a scrimmage.
Yeah, so like, I feel like we've talked about this before that, like, games don't matter. And, like, technically the teams make more money if they finish higher in the table, but that money does not, like, really trickle down to the players. Like, they're getting paid the same, whether they finish 15th or 12th or 19th, like, they're already been relegated, like, their contract's not playing. So, like, everyone's like, well, they're motivated because, like, the teams make more if they finish higher. And it's like, the players don't make more. So, like, they don't care. I assume most of them don't. And also
in the grand scheme of how much money these teams make from the TV contracts and everything, that coming in 13th versus 15th is like what, an extra like 2 million pounds. And it's like, well, they're already making hundreds of millions.
Right. Right. That sounds like a lot, but it's
right. But it's really not that much.
Like you said, I think games that don't matter tend to be a little more open because defending takes a lot more work. And so if you could not work as much, that sounds better for the last game of the season. So that's why we're going to see a bunch of high totals. That's all.
And also the rotation that happens in this last match typically is not as dramatic as people think it's going to be. You'll go, oh, it's the last game. Seven of these games don't matter, right? They're just going to throw out like young kids or whatever. Most of the teams don't really do that. They may start a different forward, maybe they rotate, maybe a fullback or something like that. I think the only team that has like made expressed interest of rotating is Ole with Man United.
100%.
And that's reflected in the odds.
Right.
Where the Wolves are it originally opened with Man United being a plus 114 favorite.
Mm-hmm.
On the road against Wolves, but now Wolves are a plus 157 favorite.
Yeah.
Because we may not see Bruno. We may see completely rotated Man United side because they're going to be playing in the Europa League final and
on
this
Wednesday.
Game doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like the most important thing of their last Premier League game is to make sure that whoever might play in the Europa League final doesn't get hurt. And the easiest way to not get hurt is to not play.
Right. Right. But I mean, we still have the same for like Man City in the Champions League finals. So we may have some rotation there, but knowing Pep, I could see him putting out a full strength side and just like subbing off. If KDB starts, he's not going to play 90.
Right.
Like anyone that you'd play in the starting lineup that would play in the Champions League final, most likely he's not going to play 90. And then the Chelsea, who's also playing in the Champions League final, they would rather just win this match to guarantee themselves Champions League play next year than have to win the final against Man City to guarantee that. So I don't think – I think Chelsea is going to play. There's going to be no rotation. They're going to put out their full strength 11.
And they're a point ahead of Liverpool and Leicester. So if they win, they are in the Champions League for next season. And so a 1-0 win is enough. Like they don't need to win 4-0. Like the goal differentials are close, and it's closer with like Liverpool and Leicester because they're level on points. Liverpool's plus 4 over Leicester. So like Leicester has to win and score a bunch if Liverpool wins. Of course, these games are happening at the same time, so you know they're tracking it as well. But like Leicester has an incentive to win big. Chelsea and Liverpool just pretty much need to win.
Right, but also Leicester is in an uphill battle because Liverpool is a minus 611 home favorite against Crystal Palace.
Yeah, that's yeah. So they pretty much need to hope that Chelsea loses.
Right,
which they shouldn't. They got to play. I mean, Leicester still has to win. Like if they lose or draw, they're dead. So
right.
It doesn't matter. So.
So does this mean with Liverpool being a minus 611 favorite and having to win, are we just how much Liverpool do we play?
Yeah, I think, yes. I think that's where everybody goes in cash. I think that the point, like, we make this point on a 3-game slate and it's an 11-game or, you know, it's a 10-game slate. And so for tournaments, somebody was bringing that up in the Discord this morning. And I was like, is it just that everybody's jamming in as much Liverpool and do I have to play Liverpool in tournaments? And my response was like, I would just full fade Liverpool in tournaments. Like I don't see any reason to play them because I just assume that everybody's going to play them. And so some of these games can get really out of hand. And so if Liverpool win 1-0, then, or 2-0, you know, you might be able to get goals elsewhere. And so tournament wise, I think fading Liverpool is the way to go. But in cash, yeah, I think you just take, I think there are at least two that you definitely play and then you can decide the others after that.
Right. Because, I mean, remember, this is a 10-game slate. Where if it was a 3 or 4 game slate, it'd be okay. I guess we're stacking Liverpool, but like, there's so many other opportunities that they're going to be goals that are going to be scored, and your lineup is not even going to move in contests.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
Because they're not going to be owned enough. Like, there's going to be enough guys, and also, if you're like, well, how do I get different? It's like, you don't have to get that weird to get different. There's 20 teams on the slate. There are totals that are 3+ in almost every game. There are goal scorers in every game. You don't need all the goals. You just need enough of them in your lineup for GPP. But that being said, Mohamed Salah is a -220 goal scoring odds. And typically in the Premier League, most slates, we don't see anyone that high.
No, we don't.
With to start at forward. Now, obviously, we have everyone to choose from. I mean, like, it's not one of these slates where it's like, well, how are we going to fill a forward slot? Right. Like, there are enough options, but do you think with the pricing the way that it is in the forward slots, like, the floor, to me, the floor forwards are not necessarily from the best teams. Do you think you just place a lot 9,500 and just don't worry about it?
Yes. Okay. I think that's exactly what happens.
Because there are places to pay down at midfield.
I mean,
to me, this is a weird slate. I think actually that you're paying up at defender and paying down at midfield in cash games.
Agreed. But like we make the point, like when you want to pay down for forward, it's because we don't have elite options. Or we have elite options in midfield. Like, elite defender options usually don't push you off of the elite forwards because the right, cap on the defender.
5K place. Forwards are horrible.
What's that?
Only because the bottom end of forward is never good. Like, the bottom end of midfield, you could find people at. But the dinky do on the slate is unnecessary. We don't have midfielders that are 10K. Like, if Bruno doesn't play, we're not playing. I mean, like, there's no one to pay for. KDB, even if he starts, you're not playing. I mean, we'll talk about Pereira. I don't think you play him anyway. And forward, the salary floor on the forward position is just so bad.
Right. And also, like, if you want to pay up for defender, paying up at defender still leaves you $3,000 from the top midfielders. Like, so then because you're paying up at defense and not in midfield, you have the money to pay up at forward.
Right.
So, I mean, paying up in midfield, I don't even know who you'd really go for, but like in tournaments, if you want to try the dinky do, because you're like, well, if nobody's doing it, then I mean, you can always get cheap goals on a 10 game slate, but you need a lot to go right for that to happen. But yeah, I think Salah is the most popular player, cash and GPP, and I don't think it's even close.
No, I agree with you. It just matters of who's your second forward.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, in GPP, you got 30 people to choose from. I mean, like, you could play any of these. I mean, do we have to go through like all the goal dependent players that could score? I mean, like,
there's tons. No, I think the before we say like all the other games don't matter, like there's still Europa stuff, but like the odds reflect it. Like if you didn't know any of the motivations, I think you still just play the odds and just choose from there. Like they do the work for us. That's why we always look at the betting odds.
Right. Second forward spot. We're not playing Rafinha anymore at 8,900, right?
No.
I mean he's fine. I mean you could. I mean I guess.
I think Leeds are one of those teams though that you could stack and not like if you don't play Liverpool, Leeds could absolutely blow out West Brom, and I think Rafinha could be a part of it.
Right, true. Going down from there, is Son worth playing at 8,600 against Leicester?
I don't think so. That game does mean something for both of them, but that feels like one of those that like they both sides just try to grind it out.
Right. Then I'm just looking at like the floor type players. Is Dwight McNeil worth playing at 7,600?
No.
But he has a floor.
He does.
Playing Sheffield are horrible.
Yep.
How about Bukayo Saka?
His floor hasn't been as great lately. So, like, right. I don't think I don't think you have to play him.
Okay, but I'm just listing people that have some share of set pieces at a forward position. I'm scrolling down. I'm just keep on scrolling. The second forward that I want to play is people are going to think, that, why would you play this guy? Because of the team that he plays for. But is it weird for me to say that my favorite second forward is Ivan Cavallero?
It's not that bad.
It's 6,000.
Yeah.
He's now on most set pieces for Fulham. They're already relegated, but I mean, Newcastle is not a good team. And Fulham are playing at home in their last game in the Premier League. Like, it's not like, I mean, they're favored. Aren't they favored in this game? Yes, they're a plus 108 favorite at home. You tell me I could play in the forward slot a favored majority set piece share player, I mean, from a home favorite? Why wouldn't I? Well, I mean, like, does he have the highest ceiling? No. Like, GPP? No. Okay, I get it. But for cash games, like, 6,000, like, why wouldn't I? Why not?
I think he's fine.
So what, you had someone else in mind?
I think you could just not go all the way down there. That's all.
Oh, so anyone that I didn't mention? Are you playing Pascal Gross against Arsenal?
No, I'm not. But like, I think you could play Adama Traore at 7,800. It's not set pieces, but like they're against this Manchester United D squad. I think he's fine. His floor is usually pretty absurd.
It's okay.
Oh, it's much better than okay. He's back to like peak floor Traore.
I don't know. I never seem to trust him.
It's because he didn't take set pieces.
Right. I know that's the main reason. Right. And
you don't care about fantasy points. You care about corners.
Well, I feel so much more secure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a warm blanket. Yeah.
Right. No. Okay. It's doable.
But like, I don't think playing Saka is a bad play.
No. But none of these guys, I'm thrilled. Like the forward position in general for cash games, I'm not thrilled with.
Yeah. Which is fine. I'm not like anyone available.
Right. I'm not really thrilled with. For GPPs, I'd be thrilled as hell. There's so many guys that are going to be under. Like, how many people are going to be playing Michael Antonio?
Right.
Like, how many people are going to be playing even Aubameyang at 8,100?
Yeah.
Right? Timo Werner, 7,400. Bamford, 7,300.
Yeah, I think a Rafinha-Bamford combo is fun. For a tournament, certainly not cash.
Ollie Watkins against Chelsea. I mean, I don't know if you do that, but whatever. And then down in the cheap range, I mean, you could find. I mean, Jamie Vardy's 5,800.
Yeah.
Of course, he has absolutely no floor.
I kind of like Aguero if he starts 6,600.
But I don't trust the Man City. Whoever starts for Man City, I just don't trust staying in the game.
It's his last.
It's his last home. Okay, maybe. Okay. Whatever.
Little send off. Gift penalty.
Who's going to be starting up top for Man United? Is it going to be this short tire guy?
It could be. I think you need to make a real leap of faith to play these rotated Manchester United guys.
Oh, you know who I'm looking for on the rotated side.
I know exactly who you're looking for.
I still don't think I play him, but we'll get to him.
How much is he? Oh my God, you're absolutely playing him.
Oh yeah, he's 100 over min price. Yeah.
Yeah, you're that's a lock of the season.
Not a lock that he's gonna do well, but a lock that he's gonna be in my cash lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not playing him, but yeah, it's a lock in your lineup. I think Cavallero's fine, and then and GPP, like literally you can play whoever you want.
Right. There's going to be a ton of goals on this slate. So I'm to even stacking, I don't even think is that necessary. Like to play Rafinha, Bamford, like you could play, I mean, any of these guys standalone is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
On a 10 game slate. I mean, if we just add up just the goal odds of all the teams, like there's the median amount of goals is like 28.
Right.
Right. So like you can't fit that many goals in your life. I mean, it's going to be like one of those Champions League type slates, the group stage, 8-game slates where 38 goals get scored and half of them you don't even need. Like it's right. Just like no one can have all those guys together anyway. So, and it's going to be yeah. Some center back that's 0.2% owned or something like that. I mean, like I like these types of slates for GPP because you don't have to be perfect.
Right. That I mean,
on the 3-game Premier League slates, it's like 4 goals get scored. And do you have a lineup with all 4 goals? You win.
Right.
Like, no one's going to have that lineup.
Yep.
As long as it's not a sub.
Yeah. Even then that gets stupid. But I think, yeah, I think stacking just makes the lineup building a little easier. That's all.
Right. Okay. So midfield. Do you even think about playing Pereira if he's in at 8,700?
No.
Okay, me neither. Because I'm not going to play. West Brom's the second biggest underdog on the slate. And I'm not in the business of paying 8,700 for underdog set piece takers.
There are just so many forwards I would play instead.
Right. Well, there's so many of the players I would play instead. I mean, just
right.
It's not a 3-game slate. It's not. It's whatever. Are you playing Jesse Lingard at 8,200? GPP play. There you go. If you
want I would play like a Lingard Antonio combo. Sure.
No, you play Lingard in your Man City. You play Lingard in your Man United stack.
There you go.
Because you forgot that he doesn't play for them anymore.
Right. Right.
I feel so safe when I just click 7,900 for James Ward-Prowse and put him in my cash lineup and not have to worry about anything.
Why is he better than Mason Mount?
Because Mason Mount isn't taking set pieces.
But he's still like...
Still what?
Their best chance creator.
You could time the trains around James Ward-Prowse's score.
That's fair.
I mean, like it. Here's a guy that's going to take all the set pieces, play 90 minutes, like 7,900. It's a pickup game, right? Yeah. Southampton or what? West Ham is actually a decent.
West Ham's still playing for Europa.
Oh yeah, you're right. They're still playing for Europa. Yeah, but I feel so safe just putting in James Ward-Prowse at 7,900. So, okay. Is he the first guy in the lineup? No.
Yeah.
But I mean, just like, if you're going to pay up in midfield, I think that's who you're paying for in cash games. But I'm not even sure you have to pay up in midfield at all.
I agree.
Are you going to play Grealish? No, not against Chelsea. Tielemans against Tottenham, 7,200.
No.
They have to win.
Both of them, though.
Okay. So what is that? So it's just because Tottenham have to win, Tielemans is not what? Huh?
Last week you
said he was viable. I mean, like you've been telling, we don't play Madison anymore. Tielemans is putting up Madison scores. So why don't we play him for 7,200?
Because I don't need it. On this slate.
I said that for the other slate that he was on. And you acted like I was speaking blasphemy.
Well, it's different when you have 19 other teams to choose from as opposed to 5.
Right, true. So that means...
What did he have in that game, by the way? 12.6 floor points. Yeah, of course. It was a great...
So does that mean we play Joseph Willock at 6,900?
I'm not.
Do we put him in our Arsenal stacks?
Yes.
Forget that he's not on Arsenal?
Yes.
We do that with Lingard also. We play Man United Arsenal stacks. And we need the third, because we need a guy from a third team in our lineups. And we play Willock. That's what I'm going to do in my Chelsea stacks. I'm going to play Chelsea stacks with Juan Mata.
Oh.
Because he used to be on Chelsea. That's all my GPP lineups. All my GPP lineups are going to be the stack of one of the big teams and then players from the other teams used to be on that team.
Sharp. Willock has scored in 6 straight games. So obviously.
That's going to keep on happening, right?
Yeah.
You play him with Gundogan, right? You do that. The guys that should not have that many goals on the season and should not be 7,000.
I don't play those guys, no.
Sigurdsson with no James against Man City? We ain't doing that, right?
Nope.
Stuart Dallas apparently doesn't have set pieces anymore, so screw that.
Now that we locked those set pieces in last week.
Right. Leeds is just whoever. To me, Leeds is spread around enough that I don't even consider anyone. I classify no one as a set piece taker from that team.
Right. But I think they're fine to play. Like, that doesn't mean I don't play any Leeds.
Right. But not necessarily, you know, the priorities in cash games.
Right.
Now that they're favored, Joe Moutinho, 6,000.
No, thanks.
No?
I like Traore the best from Wolves. I don't want to have to rely on set pieces.
Okay. Well, I'm still scrolling down. Matt Ritchie is a fullback.
I never think he's like a bad play. But as long as he's more than Shelvey, I just don't see the reason for it.
No, I agree with you.
That's how I look at those two.
Shelvey's cheap.
He is.
Shelvey's 4,000.
Yeah.
That seems good to me. How about John Fleck, 4,300 against Burnley?
I don't think it's the worst play on the slate. No. It's just kind of boring.
Right. Well, just like if Pereira's not in the lineup, you play Connor Gallagher at 4,300.
You could.
Or you could. I probably won't, but I mean, you can.
That's because one of your midfield spots is already locked up.
Right. Well, of course. Well, also, Connor Gallagher's a defensive midfielder. So, like, his open play value, he's on the second biggest underdog of the slate. So, I mean, like, I'm not a big fan of that anyway.
Right.
Just scroll all the way down to 3,100 and play Juan Mata. You play Mata, you play Telus, and you're good, right? Play anyone you want.
Oh.
He'll probably play Telus 90, right? So bad.
They should.
Right? If he rotates, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Why are you taking two set piece takers from like the from an underdog?
I don't know. Barely an underdog. Ooh. I'm not scared.
Who are they even like lobbing balls into?
Shore tire,
whatever it was.
Right, whoever. What's their lineup going to be? You have it on RotoWire as their predicted 11 of Van de Beek, yeah, Matic, Lonja, Diallo, Shortire, Mata. Mata seems like the alpha.
I mean,
3,100. Let's go. Let's get the alpha. Juan Mata, the old guy. Let's go. Let's do it. He's playing 90.
I mean,
look at that lineup.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at that lineup, then how do you play? How do you not play Moutinho?
Well, it's Moutinho's 6,000 and Mata's 3,100.
No, do you play both?
Maybe I do.
Yeah.
Maybe just to mess with you, I play both.
I don't think anybody cashes with both of those guys.
It's double ups.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, on a slate when 28 plus goals are going to be scored, yeah, maybe not. No, Juan Mata will give me my bailout assist. That'll happen.
I think that's sort of the problem, though, that on a high scoring slate, you're taking two set piece takers that almost never score and very rarely get assists.
Mata will do it for me. He'll do it for me.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Very well, you're right.
Right, for me. I always get that bailout 3K guy in my lineup.
Yeah.
Because you always troll me whenever I do.
You're right. Absolutely right.
So I need to find that. And that, what, it's perfect for me because it is my guy.
Right.
And I don't have Tom Cleverly on the slate. Is Watford coming up next year?
Yeah.
Okay. Jack Wilshere still in the league?
No. I don't know where he is now. Is he still with Bournemouth? I'm like literally looking at, oh, he is still with Bournemouth. Good for him.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
At Defender, can you give me any reason not to just pay up for both Liverpool fullbacks?
I thought you were going to say that it is TA like the easiest play. And I was going to counter that by, not counter, but I was going to add that I think you played both he and Robertson, but you just said it also.
Right.
Like I think a lot of cash lineups start Salah, Alexander-Arnold, Robertson, and then you can just work from there.
Right. Lucas Digne isn't worth playing against Man City. You could make a case for Cresswell against Southampton.
I agree.
If you wanted to play a three-defender lineup and play the two Liverpool fullbacks and Cresswell, there's, you could do that. I mean, if Shaw doesn't, I mean, you'll have Telus in for Shaw at 5,000. I don't think Chilwell is that horrible of a play at 5,700. Probably more for GPP than for cash games. But I don't even think you have to pay down a defender. I think is one of the few slates on in Premier League where I think defenders actually has a higher opportunity cost.
Totally agree.
Because obviously we have 20 games, we have 20 teams in the slate. You could find some 3K level, you know, fullback type of guys, right? I mean, you can.
They're definitely going to be some.
Right. The question is that when you pay down 3K for a fullback at the defender spot on a like crappy team, like where are you allocating that salary to?
To Joao Moutinho.
So you're getting up from Juan Mata to Joao Moutinho.
Yeah.
Or you're allocating it at forward, because the pricing on this from an overall standpoint on the whole slate is kind of soft.
Yes.
Like Salah really on this slate for being that high goal scoring odds should probably be 11-5.
Agree. Totally agree.
And Mane should be 10-8 or something. Like the forwards are much lower what they should be. And you could even say the same for the midfield. Based on this slate, like, and it's primarily the reason, probably because of the algorithm, it's because of KDB and Bruno. Really, KDB, if fully healthy and playing 90, and Bruno, if he was playing, these guys, like, they should both be like 11,000.
See, I think Bruno is actually priced based on the odds, and the odds are obviously based on him not playing. But right. Like Man City is still a huge favorite against Everton. Like if we're going by odds, De Bruyne should be 11,000 and Bruno is okay at 9,400.
Right. But he's also not. But these are the highest priced midfielders and we're taking them out of the pool completely.
Right.
So that ends up being where everything becomes so much softer. It's similar to like if the Man United showdown, if there was one, and it's like, okay, Bruno, Martial, Rash, like all the top, it's like, how do you can't even spend the old salary.
Yeah.
Like, so it ends up becoming where even if you think Trent Alexander-Arnold is overpriced at 7,800, from a raw points perspective, you're not getting anything by going down from him to a $4,000 defender and then taking your 3,800 and putting it where, right? Where are you going? So you could get from Joao Moutinho to Kevin De Bruyne. Like you, there's no one to pay up for.
Right. There's no reason to do it.
Like, you're playing Matias Pereira. You're playing like guys that are, you wouldn't even pay at those prices anyway, or they're just not in.
Right.
That's why I think you're paying up a goalkeeper also. It's kind of weird on a 10-game slate where just like tons of goals are being scored. And it's like, no, I'm paying up twice a defender and once a goalkeeper. But that's the cash build.
Yes.
The GPP build may be the complete opposite of that.
Well, so not to like skip all the defenders, but we basically are skipping them. Like, I think paying up for a goalkeeper is just paying up for Allison. I don't think
right, you pay up for... Yeah, because they're a minus whatever. I mean, there's so much of a bigger favorite than any of the other teams that the $200 difference to Ederson seems like almost a joke.
Right. But really, like...
Allison should be 7,000 on this slate. If Ederson's 5,800 and Casilla is 5,700, like, Allison should be like 6,800.
Totally.
Based on the betting line. I mean, the difference between the win difference between Liverpool and Man City is 82 to 67. Clean sheet is 48 to 40. Casilla only has a 31% clean sheet percentage. So, I mean, like, if you're paying up, you're playing Allison and hoping that maybe he gets another goal.
I think the point.
How tilting is that playing that showdown slate? Playing the goalkeeper and then getting the goal also on top of the win.
Yeah. The play on Allison is simply that you're paying $6,000 effectively for a goal. Not him actually scoring the goal, but the clean sheet win gets you a goal's worth of points at 6,000, where you would, if you could get a $6,000 player with, what did we say his clean sheet odds were? 48% chance of scoring a goal. Like, you'd probably, for the biggest favorite, you'd probably play that guy.
Right. I'd play Allison over Joe Moutinho.
$6,000.
Exactly the same, right?
Yep. Like, basically.
Really, that's what it comes down to. If you're playing a favorite keeper in cash games, you're playing Allison or you're paying down. And then if you're paying down, I just don't know who you're playing.
You're just taking somebody that doesn't screw the rest of your other players.
Right. Because even if you play, let's say you play Adama Traore and Salah up top, and you play TAA and Robertson up on the bottom, like, you could still, this looks like a one model lineup.
He's going to be popular. I mean, people want to ignore it.
But truthfully, I know we're joking, but shouldn't he be?
Yeah, absolutely.
$3,100 share of set pieces on a pick'em game. I mean, like, because he's 25% cheaper than John Joe Shelby and John Fleck, and we look at them and like, I guess so. I mean, like, we're not like all that thrilled. It's like, okay, they're good cash game. I guess cash games for cash. Okay. Well, this guy's 25% even cheaper than that.
Yeah.
In the same type of, I mean, truthfully, Mata plays more advanced than Shelby does.
Yeah.
And John Fleck, and John, an attacking center midfielder, he most likely is going to be playing around a bunch of young players.
Mm-hmm.
Then he may have the captain's armband. who would have that look? Because Maguire's out also.
I mean, it's nobody else.
Right. Who else would be the captain? De Gea. Right. No,
yeah.
he would get the armband.
Yeah. Unless they rest him for the Europa final, because I think he's been starting the Europa games.
Right.
I think the best thing will be when Mata is like 65% in double ups and Telus takes all the set pieces.
Well, that's why you play both.
Yeah. Oh, you can't play both. Well, I guess you play both.
You can. Three defender build.
Three defender build, yes.
Right. What do you think from an overall perspective in GPPs, the difference in ownership between Salah and Mane?
It always ends up being a little closer than I think, but I think Salah ends up being like Well, it depends which tournament. Like, I guess they have the big ones out. And there's King of the Pitch also, which you don't have to go quite as crazy in King of the Pitch as you do whatever this main GPP is.
The difference between Salah, Salah, Mane, Firmino, ownership wise, and how much overlap of people having multiple of them? Because I think if the more that ownership gets spread around amongst the three, the more ownership of the total entries of the contest contain a Liverpool player, which just makes me want to not play them.
I see every reason to not play them in GPP.
Just full fade.
Not Crystal Palace stack.
Right.
Like, I'm not playing against them, but I'll just build lineups that say Liverpool just has to outscore me, because I just assume that everybody will have at least one of Salah, Mane, Firmino, Robertson, TAA, Alisson. Like, everyone basically, their fullbacks, goalkeeper, and their three forwards. Nobody's playing their midfielders because they don't do anything enough anyway. You're not going to lose.
You're hoping you fade them. You hope for a 2-1 game.
Yep.
So it busts the clean sheet.
And it's
and the two Wijnaldum goals. Wijnaldum score and
whoever.
Right. And
Fabinho.
Right. Or something. Right. Right. Or someone off the bench.
Yeah.
Shaqiri comes
Shaqiri.
In. Right.
Shaqiri gets the winner, but right. Nobody plays.
Oxlade Chamberlain comes in and 62nd gets right, and then Salah's sitting there with nothing.
Right. No, I think the Liverpool fade is like the easiest tournament strategy on the slate.
Right. Just understand if they win 5-0, you're dead.
Absolutely dead.
But the problem is,
you might not even be dead.
Yeah, you're right. You might not even be dead. Right. The point that we're making is that it's a 10-game slate. If it's a you make less of a case on a 3-game slate. On a 10-game slate, it's like in MLB, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, exactly. Has a 12 total and there's 15 games on the slate. It's like you're playing, like, there's so much ownership on that one game where it's not about who you play, it's about who you don't play.
Yeah.
Once you full fade Liverpool, feel free to make whatever lineup, whatever you think is the best lineup from that point. You have enough leverage to win the tournament.
Yeah. It's a
no matter what you do. Because I have to think that TAA is going to be 30%+, 40% on this slate in the large GPP. Robertson will be 20-25%. Salah will be 40%.
I was going to say, I think Salah will be even with TAA, if not higher.
Alisson will be 20% at goalkeeper. On a slate with 20 goalkeepers on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just the combinatronics of that, of like how many lineups in that field have at least one Liverpool player is so high that a 1-0 game at 1-1, a low scoring, non any of those players take scoring a goal or an assist. Like, yes, if TAA has a good floor game and has 14 points, he's 7,800. It's not like you need him.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice to have. Sure. Great. But I mean, it's like, you're not getting killed by 14 points. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think you get from any of those players. You don't get killed by 14. You don't even get killed by a clean sheet win, two saves by Alisson. Like, 14 points, a goalkeeper. There's tons of goalkeepers that could score just as many points. Salah gets one goal. Is Salah sitting there with 18 points? So?
Yeah, you're good.
Right, there's going to be 30 goals scored in this slate. So, okay, he's one. So you have Danny Ings that has a goal. Okay, there you go, done. Right, Michael Antonio, there's tons of guys that could score goals this game.
I think that's sort of the most important thing. You're not even fading one goal from the Liverpool guys.
You're fading 2+ goals from the Liverpool.
Yeah.
Multiple assists. You're fading 2 Salah from TAA goals.
Right. But yeah, I mean, like,
and on a 3-game, if we were playing a 3-game slate, it's quite possible that those are the 2 only goals on the entire slate. So you obviously will need them. But on a 10-game slate with a 28 median of goal scoring, like, dude, you don't need all the goals. If Salah scores in the second minute, don't close your laptop. You're not dead.
Exactly.
Right? You're not. If he scores 4, you're dead. I mean,
yeah, you're.
If he scores 4, you're. I think, yeah, you're going to need him.
Yeah, no, but I think Yeah, I think there are places elsewhere you can go. I think Leeds is probably an easy spot that a lot of people could go to. Like Bamford can score just as many as Salah.
Right. But on this last game of this last match of the season, there weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
I mean, Arsenal could come out and score 7 goals. I mean, like, stuff like that happens on this on these days.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them plenty of times where some random game is 5-4.
Yeah.
Sheffield, Burnley.
Yeah.
You know, Burnley comes out and scores 6 goals and it's 6-2. I mean,
is
it
going to
be Burnley? Most likely not, but it could be any West Ham. Michael Antonio could have 5 goals this game. I mean, like, that's what happens on these slates. So don't think that, like, if I don't play Liverpool, I can't play the slate.
Right. No, I totally agree with. I think you just, it much more becomes now lineup building than it does, like, correlation than players.
Right. That's why, for me, I'm going to hope for the weird thing. Mata plus Shortire plus Diallo plus Telles plus Man United stack, even with the crappy players.
Yeah.
Game stack it. No, you can't. You shouldn't do that.
You could.
No, you're not game stacking with the goalkeeper.
Oh, not with the goalkeeper. Not yes.
Goalkeeper. Yes. Well, you can do that with Allison because Allison's going to score a goal. So it's fine.
Right.
If you want to go frustrating Bamford, that can be. Liverpool win 6-0. It's going to be 3 Robertson to Salah goals, 2 TAA to Mane goals, and 1 TAA to Allison goal.
I don't think that's
if people look back at the podcast and go, you told me to fade Liverpool. I lost more money. Even the goalkeeper scored.
There is I don't see how you make the argument that playing Liverpool in tournaments is the right play if you're trying to win a tournament.
Well, you know, and stack them. You could play plenty of lineups with Salah in them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You could play plenty of lineups with just one of them. I mean, you could play money. You could play money of lineups that have all of them, and it's just that you need to find some center back. You're not going to be as different as other lineups in the contest.
Right.
But since they correlate with each other so well,
mm-hmm.
I'm more likely to like. If I don't have Salah, I don't mind playing one of the defenders as a one-off more so than the forwards. Because finding a defender that puts up 16 to 18 points is much more difficult than finding a forward that gets 14.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Like, I think if Salah scores once, I could replace that goal. If any of the Liverpool guys score once, but like if TA puts up 14 crosses and an assist, like, it's going to be much harder to find a defender that puts up nearly 20.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't mind in GPP just, like, yeah, play even the defender, play him with Allison and play the 1-0 game type of correlation there. Like, I don't mind that if you're going to do anything. It's just the goal. It's Salah.
Yeah. I think the best case scenario is – If you are adamant about playing Liverpool, I think you fade Alisson and Salah and hope they go down early, like very early.
Right, and then it's just cross city from the fullbacks.
And you hope that it's Mane and Firmino and not Salah, and Alisson's dead if he gives up a goal in terms of pure upside.
Right.
Because he could have 3 points if they concede early and then just absolutely dominate possession. He's not getting any saves. And if Salah is not the one who scores and you get the Robertson to Mane and the TA to Firmino and Salah is sitting there with 8 points, you're golden.
Right. You know what's going to end up happening, Andrew?
He's going to score 5 goals?
No, it's going to be a Fabinho hat trick. It's the one guy that we didn't mention.
Right, right. With the 3-1 Aldum assists.
Right. I don't know how he's going to score 3 goals from always being 45 yards out, but whatever. It can happen.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess it's really more of a Salah fade than overall. Like, I think you could – I'll take back of what I said before, that if you stack Liverpool, I don't think you're winning a ton. But, like, I think if you fade Liverpool, or excuse me, fade Salah in a Liverpool stack, I get that. I get that strategy. Yeah. All right. If you have any follow-up questions for Jordan, you can find him on Twitter at BlenderHD. You can also find him at theoryofdfs.com, youtube.com/JordanCooper, a whole bunch of places you can find him there. You can find me on Twitter at RotoWireAndrew, available in the RotoWire Discord chat, which is open for all subscribers. If you are a subscriber and haven't joined that chat, just go to RotoWire.com/chat to get in there. If you're not a RotoWire subscriber, you can try the site out for free for 10 days, no credit card required. Just go to RotoWire.com/soccer trial. Like I said, 10 free days, access to every sport we cover, as well as that subscriber Discord chat. Jordan, thank you for that and good luck.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit RotoWire.com/soccer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.